Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Let's do it. Hello, my friend. I am so happy that you're here, that you're listening, even if you're listening to the recording. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm going to remember today to tell you that I am Heather. And you are listening to Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Sometimes I forget to let you know right away and I just go right into it. But you may not have realized this, but for the past 3 weeks, I was on vacation. And you would think, what? But your show kept coming out. Well, technology can do some amazing things. Remember those commercials? Is it live? Is it Memorex? Well, that was Memorex. So I was away on one of the most epic trips that I have ever taken. And I'm sure that it will, like, learnings and things from it are going to show up as we have these conversations and we talk about life and thriving and why you were meant to shine your light in whatever way you were meant to shine your light. And it's so funny. I was laughing with Dana, my, you know, angel in the background, about today's topic, which is about work-life balance and why trying to make work-life balance is making you miserable. And I've got a lot of thoughts on this, and I'll see if I can fit them all in, because there's, if you go to the bookstore, there are so many books on how to be more efficient, how to create more balance, how to have this, create this beautiful, you know, post-it note structured life. This post-it note is for this. This post-it note is for this. And you know what? I probably tried most of them. Yes, I am an eternal student. And when I think about how I want to do something, I will absolutely go and try it a million times in a million ways, trying to figure out how it works. Now, what's interesting is when you fail at it, you feel like it's your fault. Have you noticed that? Oh, I wasn't disciplined enough. I wasn't dedicated enough. I wasn't something enough. I wasn't enough in some way. But there's a reason there's a million different ways and books and things on how to create life. One of them is, one of the reasons I believe is, everyone will have a different way to operate in the world. There can be similarities, but everyone will have a different way to operate in the world. The way you operate at one time in your life won't be the same way as you operate at another time in your life. And what was the other thing I had in my head? Oh my Jesus, did you just see that go out my left ear? There was something else in my head. It'll come back to me. Sorry about that. So yes, my trip. So I introduced myself, just to pop back 1 minute. I introduced myself right away because while I was on my trip, one of the guides, I was on a small ship, expedition ship. I was on an icebreaker ship with G Adventures. By the way, epic company to travel with. I've traveled with them a lot, G Adventures. And we went from Glasgow to the Orkney Islands to the Shetland, which apparently you don't call it the Shetland Islands. The locals say, no, it's just Shetland. Then you go to the Faroe Islands, and then I went up the coast of Norway. And I was talking to this lovely one of our guides who researches whale sharks, because you get scientists on these ships. It's amazing to have conversations with them. And she started listening to the podcast, and she said, you know, you didn't introduce yourself right away. I said, oh my gosh, you're right. So, Sophie, if you're listening, listen, I just introduced myself. So we're talking about life balance. And I used to teach this as a workshop. I taught this as a, well, this is why I'm saying it. We'll see about the hour, because I taught this as a 90-minute workshop, and I taught it every single month for almost an entire year for free. I was just like, I just need to help people. And this is one of the ways I can help people to understand that you are not failing at life because you can't figure out how to make this work-life balance thing work. And the whole miserable part is the fact that you are trying really hard to fit into all these different ways of doing it that maybe don't really fit you, right? You are a unique individual person who does things in certain ways. And when you think about work-life balance, you see this little teeter-totter thing happening, right? This is work, this is life, this is work, this is life. And when they balance themselves out, there's like this exact point of balance. Don't move, because if you move, it's one of them's going to tip over. So I started to say, I started to develop this understanding that there's no balance. It's striving for balance just means you're constantly trying to like find this perfect point where you can't move, right? It's like if I move in one direction, it's going to throw off the balance. Instead, I started talking about harmony. As well as, this is part of where the Thriving Life method came from, the method that I take people through. The Thriving Life method, yes, because it has six parts to it, right? And one of them is your work or your job or your calling. Because it spells the word become: body, emotion, community, occupation, money, engagement. Occupation doesn't have to be what pays you, right? That's a whole other topic, how we have intertwined the idea that your occupation or what you do has to be your source of income. For a lot of people it is, but it's not the only source of an income. That's a whole other topic. So harmonizing those six parts creates your thriving life, right? So we're not looking for exact equal distribution of each of these things, right? The six parts are all interconnected. Think of them as nodes. I was in a workshop on Saturday and we were talking about nodes. Think of them as nodes. And they're all connected to the others. So as they move up and down, they affect each other. They're not all going to be flat level, right? So as one's going up, it can help lift the other ones. If one's coming down, the other ones can help hold it up. Or it might pull the other ones down if it's really going down. So you're allowed to build a life with all of the pieces of you all integrated together and working together. So work-life balance. So what if the real reason that you have this idea that you're failing at this work-life balance isn't because you're actually failing at anything. You're just trying to solve the wrong equation. You're trying to take work out of your life. This is my life. I'm going to take work out of it and I'm going to put it over here. I'm going to live my life over here and I'm going to do my work over here. But you can't do that. You know, you're always where you are. You are always you. You always have to take you with you. So if you bring the work into your life and make it part of the equation, then you're going to be much more successful. And if you're, this is another little kind of side thought, if your work is something that makes you feel like you really don't want it to be part of your life, maybe that's something to look at. Right? That's something to look at. That doesn't mean you have to like jump ship immediately. It's just something to examine. It might not be the work, it might be the location, it might be some aspect of it. But if your work is something you just want to completely have separate from your life and you don't want to even go there, that's a whole other issue. And interestingly, if you haven't been over to Substack yet, by the way, I've been writing articles on Substack. I did take a 3-week break. I'm owning it. Yes, I took 3 weeks off. I didn't write any articles, didn't write any newsletters. I had pre-recorded my podcasts. I took 3 weeks off and I didn't do anything much. I did try to clear my email box every now and then. And it's very soul-soothing and refreshing to do nothing for a period of time. I'm not saying 3 weeks is your number, That just happened to be how long my trip was. Maybe something shorter, maybe even an afternoon would be nice to do nothing, right? For some of us, we don't even take an afternoon off. So I took that 3 weeks off and I didn't do anything. And when I came back, I was just talking to Dana early. Yes, yay, yay for vacations. I did the thing that people do. I came back from vacation and immediately went back to work. And I gotta get caught up. I gotta do the things. I gotta do the things. That's really jarring to your system, by the way, especially if you're jet lagged. So I'm not quite over my jet lag yet. You might hear my voice. I also got a little bit of a little cough while I was away. And we forget to give ourselves the grace of transition times. You know, I don't have to come home from my trip and the next day be up and acting like I've been here the whole time. It's just I don't know. I can't even, I don't even have words for why we do this to ourselves. Well, I probably will at some point because I've been thinking about it back to the Substack article. So the Substack article I wrote, and I actually just posted it yesterday, was on gratitude and how gratitude can almost become toxic. And the light and love community, I love them. You know, the peaceful warriors that are out there trying to bring more joy and light into the world. I'm on the team. Like I'm fully signed up. I've got my peace and love pants. I've got my peace and love music. I've got the incense, you name it, I got it. And I can also see where it is causing problems for itself and others. So my Substack article was about gratitude and this work. I'm going back into the work-life balance. Don't worry, this all connects. And one of the lines that we forget is the and part. So you can be grateful for something and need something else. So I'm going to bring that back around to your work-life balance. If your work is something that drains you, that makes you unhappy, that you don't want in your life, you can be grateful that you have a job. Like people will say, you gotta be grateful you have a job. Do you know how many people aren't working? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. There's people who aren't working. Like I'll help them if I can. And I am grateful for the job that I have, whatever it is, fill in the blank. And I want something different. And it's okay to want something different. So go read that article. It was about more than work, but life balance. It was about the whole gratitude scene. And I was just feeling really called to do that. And I think that's been percolating since I did the toxic positivity episode. So we're talking about work-life balance. So now that we've got if you don't like your work, you're not going to figure out how to integrate it in a healthy way into your life. It could be pulling down your other parts, right? So if you don't like your work, it's going to make you unhappy. Your emotions are going to suffer. You might be able to hold it together at work and pretend you're okay. And then when you come home, you yell at your kids or your husband or your partner or your friends. You're crabby. It might affect you physically. I had a client who I've talked about before who she really liked her work, but her atmosphere where she was working actually caused her to be physically unhealthy. She came, we were talking about how to improve her health, and it through the process of going through what was going on and through the parameters of my program, we realized, oh, it's your job. So she changed her job. She kept the same work, but she changed her job and massive improvements. Massive improvements. So, if you like what you do, sometimes it's not what you do that's the issue, right? Because we're humans, right? Your job isn't in isolation. Even me, who work for myself in my little room here, with no one else around, except sometimes my partner comes in and out. But, you know, it's just me talking to the occasional talking head, Dana, peace out, friend, on the computer. There's still humans involved in everything that I do. No human is an island, friend. No human should ever be living in isolation. That's why isolation is a punishment in prison, right? Isolation is a huge punishment. Dana is letting me know that it's time for our first break. And I feel like I'm just getting into this. I'm just getting started. So, but don't worry. While we're on break, we will be back in a minute. Pop over to your favorite listening platform. A five-star review is always appreciated and loved. And why not pop over to Substack and become one of my free subscribers? This is somewhere I'm really enjoying sharing more of my thoughts because I don't have to stop talking. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay. So thriving. And yeah, come on, come over to the chat room. If you're listening live, inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, you just click chat room, put your name. You won't appear on camera or anything. And Dana and I would love to have a chat with you. If you see me waving my arms around randomly during commercial breaks, the pigeons, if we had the determination of pigeons, just imagine what we could do. Because the pigeons have been trying to nest on my balcony and it's making me insane. So if you want to email me info@heatherstewart.coach and just send me your pigeon solutions, I'm down for getting rid of these pigeons. They're crapping all over everything. So work-life balance. Let's go back to work-life balance, okay? We are in our zen place, yes. So we get sold this idea that work-life balance is this ultimate destination. And when we reach it, angels are singing and life is perfect. Do you know anyone who's there? I've never met a person there. All I've heard about is people trying to get their life organized. Now, it could be the business that I'm in, that I'm helping people get organized. Helping people get more organized is what I prefer. But you know, real life never stays completely static, right? Even if things are going really well, and I'm not being a negative Nancy here. Sorry if your name's Nancy, but you know how we have this idea that if something's going good, obviously something bad is about to happen. I don't believe in that, but I do believe that things happen. I don't label them as good or bad. So we could be going along, cruising along, you know, coasting, and we hit a bump. Yep, it's going to upset whatever's going on. And that's okay. If you have structured your life in a way that can kind of float with it, it's kind of harmonizing it. It's so interesting. I'm teaching kayaking this weekend. And one of the key things to teach new paddlers is waves aren't your enemy. You have to let the kayak go with the waves and you just kind of sit on top and float with it. Pardon me, sorry for the cough. So if you are someone who feels like you're like trying to hold it all together all the time, who, you know, you're looking good on the outside, like I said, at work, but you're yelling at people at home. Like you might be trying to like hold too tight, hold it all together. And this isn't about doing more. We're not talking about doing more. We're not talking about, you know, getting everything perfectly color-coded and fabulous. I'm looking at questioning whether it's even something you should work for. Tell ya. So work-life balance. It sounds wise, right? Sounds responsible. We've been learning it since we entered. I mean, I can remember when I first entered the corporate world, that was something everybody did. Work-life balance. But it kind of tries to say to you that your life can be controlled. You should be controlling your life and that there's this perfect ratio between work and life. It'll go away in a minute. And it sets you up to fail, right? It sets you up to feel like you are messy and you aren't doing it right. But like I was saying, like life isn't static. It's this like dynamic movement. We aren't machines. We aren't digital, we're analog. So what you need changes. I was saying that at the beginning, you know, all these self-help books, there's so many because there's so many people. And even if one worked for a little while, it might not work going up, going forward. Like I remember way back in the day, I can't even remember what it was called anymore. It was the thing that everybody did, this organization method. There was A priorities, there was B priorities. I can't remember what it was called. And I've tried a lot of organization methods, and some of them came from work, right? They send you on a course to learn how to do something. It's like, okay, I'll try it. I have developed my own over time, and it still evolves. So my energy changes, I have to let it evolve. My work ch changes, life changes, you have to let it evolve. Your relationships change, what's going on, the work, the demands, your health, your capacity, everything keeps shifting and changing. So being in one rigid way of doing things can really trip you up and make you feel like you're not doing it right. So using that word balance makes it sound like everything should get equal weight in your life at the same time, right? But life's not a pie chart. You know, life is just this web. Life is this web. So we have this pressure to be productive all the time at work and at home, especially all the women that I know. By the way, I have a podcast episode that I'm developing right now, and I'm not religious. I'm multi-denominational, but I've been watching art history, and it's about these medieval paintings that have Adam and Eve. She got a bum rap, man. And I'm going to talk about that in one of my episodes, but also that seeps through into the now. We need to be responsible. We need to take care of things. We need to fix the things that we broke. Apparently, we broke way back in the Garden of Eden. So we have to keep the home running. We have to maintain the friendships. We have to take care of everybody. We have to look good. We have to stay calm. And you have to do it without being too needy. That is not balance, my friends. That is overload dressed up as aspiration. Okay, so off my soapbox for just a minute. So there is a cost to you, which you might have already figured out, that when you're trying to balance everything out, it's just making you miserable. It's making you miserable because you're like this constant vigilance, this constant, like, oh, this isn't working. I got to fix this. I got to adjust this. I got to adjust this. And then you just feel like you're not doing it right because. Because so many of us are faking it. Remember my book, Stop Pretending You're Okay? Start Living Like You Mean It. This is the companion journal. By the way, you can get a companion journal. It has like all of the questions. Is this it? Yes, the questions for you to answer. They're actually in the book. Because so many of us are really good at faking it. You believe, especially if you look at social media, you believe that everyone is doing it right but you. What the F? Like, life is messy, and they've just put a fresh coat of paint on it. You know, they're just hiding their mess behind this screen right here. This is what I'm doing. There's a mess back here. It's all good. So you start measuring your life against this ideal. So instead of asking yourself, what do you need? You know, what do you need right now to make yourself feel more in harmony, more able to go with the flow of your life? You start asking yourself, why can't I keep up with everyone else? Why am I failing? So instead of adjusting your system of what you're trying to do, or what, even your measurement, you're measuring yourself against the wrong things, by the way. That's another podcast episode that's in the works. Okay, hold, let me finish this off first. So instead of adjusting the system that you're using, you just criticize yourself. So while I was on vacation, this is a work-life balance thing. I wasn't working, but my mind had space. And I use an app on my phone called Notion. You can use it for all kinds. It's like one of those monday.com things, or all of these different organizer platforms. They'll tell you that it can solve all the problems of your life. I use it to keep track of podcast episode topics, where I can just brain dump ideas. So while I was away, I wasn't working, but my mind had so many ideas. So there's a lot of, I've probably got it listed like 15 episodes to work on. So when you end up with this idea that you're failing this system and you give yourself a hard time, you feel guilty, probably, maybe you're doing something wrong. You might get a little resentment built in there. Resentment is a sneaky devil, friends. Don't let it plant a seed. It's like trying to get dandelions out of your lawn. You know, you think it's gone and then it just comes back up. So don't let it plant. You'll feel pressure. You'll feel, maybe you feel ashamed that you can't keep up. You're like, you're trying really hard, so you fake it even harder, right? You're chronically self-monitoring and you're probably tired in a way that, you know, you can't solve with afternoon naps, even if you let yourself take an afternoon nap. And where is the joy in that? Like, how can you find your joy if you are constantly giving yourself a hard time? And you might feel like you're behind all the time, even when you're like working really hard. So I'm talking to a friend yesterday who made that comment. She said, I'm working really hard. I said, okay, great. What are you doing for yourself? But she's feeling the pressure to work really hard. And, you know, that's what she's working on right now. So the balance, finding this balance, using balance, the work-life balance, shouldn't be another reason you use to beat up on yourself. We already beat up on ourselves a lot. Even me. I have things where I'm like, I can hear that voice in my head give me a hard time, and I'll think, I've now developed this skill where I hear it. I go, what? Who invited you to my party? You go into the corner and you don't talk, right? But it takes a little while to develop that skill. Sometimes I don't hear it in time. So this can play out. You know, maybe you feel like you're not working enough. So you work a lot, and then, oh my God, now I'm ignoring the people at home. Or you're spending lots of time at home and you feel guilty about, oh, I'm not working enough. Or if you rest, if you take some time to rest, you feel like you're being lazy. I'm not trying to make you feel bad about yourself. You're already doing it, possibly you're doing a pretty good job yourself. I just want you to see when you say it out loud how crazy it sounds, right? Would you give someone else a hard time about resting if they were tired? Now, me, it might depend on who it is, but would you ask someone to push harder and work harder if they were really depleted and you could see that they were barely keeping it together. Why do we do it to ourselves? So we can't win at this game of work-life balance because that framework is flawed. So it's not imbalance, it's just misalignment. That's all. So we're going to shift out of this balance thing and talk about alignment. But first, I see a message from my friend Dana that it is time for yet another break. So if you didn't have time to give us the five-star review, now's your moment. And go over to Substack and go to illuminateyourworth.com because that's where my free community is and we are hanging out and bringing light and love into the world, my friends. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Aspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We are love and light beings. Yes, we are. And we're trying to navigate having a human existence. And we also have a shadow side. And that's okay. You can't deny that you have a shadow. It's just a thing. It comes as part of the package. The understanding your shadow side, if that's what you want to call it, or, you know, some people call it the little devil on their shoulder. Some people give it a name. Understanding that voice inside of you that's giving you a hard time, or that there's, I could go so many places with this right now, but I'm going to stay with work-life balance. let it be with you, but you don't have to listen to it, right? So balance is this weapon that we've created to show ourselves again how we're failing. Man, this episode on Adam and Eve, I feel like my hair might light on fire, but this is a shift for us. This is a shift to look at our life because no one is perfectly in balance. Not even the Dalai Lama. Like, come on. The issue that you're having, very likely, like I'm seeing globally, right? Globally, is the life that you are living may not reflect what you truly value. You may feel like you are doing something out of some kind of obligation to, I don't know, someone, something, some unseen, unspoken entity, force, reason, pattern, lesson. So you're living this obligation, and is it truly yours to begin with? Your habits could be built around survival, old expectations, you know, I had a meeting on Monday with a circle of women who are amazing and talking about how women often don't share their voice because we're too much. We get told we're too much, we're too loud, or we're too quiet, or we're too this, too this, too this, too this. And that is a conditioning, that is a pattern, that is an old story or an old expectation. And it takes a little while to repattern, you know? So the goal that you have when you're looking at your life, work and life, we're going to bring those guys together to play. It's not to make every category of your life look even. It's just to create a life that feels more true to what serves you. So alignment may not look like alignment on the outside to other people. If people saw my life, all of it, my husband sees the majority of it, they might think it was a little chaotic and messy, but it works really well for me, right? I've got it all moving. I've got it all grooving. I can ebb and flow with it. What would look like perfectly balanced life on the outside may just be existing on the inside, right? And sometimes, you know, life is supposed to be lopsided for a little while. That doesn't mean that you're dysfunctional. It doesn't mean you're neglectful. It just means you're human. So for instance, if you have your own business, this is a good example. When you're first trying to build your business, there's a lot of front end work that goes into it. Figuring everything out. It's like anything you do. Anytime you start something new, there's a lot of front end work. So it's going to be a lopsided for a little while, and then it comes back into balance. You just don't stay in that lopsided. So there's a season of healing. So when I had my stroke, I had to give myself some time to heal, right? I was a little lopsided in the healing department. There's the business building season. If there's something going on with you and you have a loss, whether it's another human, animal, entity, or even just like a career, something, if you have some kind of loss, you have to give yourself time to grieve, right? I had a client who retired, but still hadn't really let go or grieved that loss of that job that she loved. Now she's freaking amazing. But you also give your like rest season. You need time to rest as well. I know I started out the whole show with that rest thing because I just came off 3 weeks of rest and I'm all fired up. So the problem is not, the problem that we get into is not that one area gets out of balance. The problem is when we stay in that, like we let it stay there and we don't let it kind of grow and move on its own as it, I think about my garden. Well, it's all containers, but you know, the plants are all going to grow at their own pace. They're going to do their thing. I can't make them grow faster or slower. I can't make them do anything. They're just going to do their thing. So your life is like that. You know, you have all these different parts of you. You can water, you can provide sustenance to the parts that need help. You can support the parts that need help. And they're going to come and go. They're going to come and grow. They're coming, come and go. So when you're in harmony, you can be more responsive to changes. You can be, feel, maybe you feel more alive. You can definitely be more flexible. Because if something does come in, when you hit that bump in the road, everything's not going to fall on the ground. It's not going to like crash to the ground. You're going to be like, oh, we need to just do a little shift, right? So harmony isn't about, if you think about, so I go to Baroque music with a friend of mine. And all these fabulous instruments that are hundreds of years old, they all play together. They don't always play all the same volume. They don't always play exactly the same thing, right? They are playing the tune. They are playing the music that is meant for that instrument. And when they're played and combined together, it makes beautiful music, right? So they have to make little adjustments for each other. I see them, I watch them because they're all paying very close attention to each other. And of course the conductor who's like running the show, which is you. You are the conductor of your orchestra. It also requires a little self-trust. Harmony does. You have to trust that if something comes, you can adjust for it. You have to trust that if things are down in one area, like the example I had of my client who was suffering with physical problems, have to trust that if you can fix the thing that's actually pulling you down, it'll allow the other things to even back out. So it's impossible to create a life where nothing is hard. And I think that's what work-life balance, all those books try to create this illusion that you can create a life where nothing is hard, everything is always fine. But this isn't real, right? That's not a real thing. You're not trying to create a life where nothing is hard. Because as you travel down the road of life, things are going to happen. But what you're trying to create, I believe, is a life where what matters the most, and this is where I made the reference to values, what matters the most doesn't get constantly buried. So when I used to do this workshop, I would ask people what they valued most. And, you know, you could come up with all kinds of, like, values. I did a workshop once on values. There was hundreds of different values you could choose from. And I mean, values are things like, you know, however you define it, but maybe family is really important to you. Maybe your health is really important to you. Maybe honesty is really important to you. Maybe growth is really important to you. Maybe freedom is really, like, these are all values that people have. And a lot of the discord that happens is you end up living, what I've seen is, what can happen is you end up living in a way that's contrary to what you deeply value. And where does this look like? So my previous podcast was called Back to Me. And I interviewed over a couple hundred people. And I interviewed a woman one day who was a pediatrician. She was a doctor. She had a couple of kids. She really valued her family. Her family was really important to her. And she was trying to build a new business. And she was struggling with the time and effort that was being asked of her to build her practice, her new practice, in a way that fit how she wanted to serve her clients, because she had left the hospital system, because she didn't align with how they were being served. She wanted to be able to serve her clients in a way, her patients in a way that aligned with more of her values. But that was taking her away from spending time with her family. And her partner did not fully understand this imbalance that was happening. And she was feeling so guilty about it. And it was, you could just see how painful it was for her, because she didn't recognize that this is temporary and this work will bring me back to be able to spend more time with my family, right? So this is how we, like, the things that you value. Now, if she had stayed working, if she had just stayed working, and some people do this, work, they just throw themselves in. I got to work, 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 work. I'll get to my family when I'm on vacation. But if family is super important to you, that's going to create a lot of disharmony inside of you. You're not going to be happy. That seed of resentment might get planted about your work because it's taking you away from your family. So when you're looking at your life, I don't want you to think you're going to make something perfect and shiny and put it up on the shelf and dust it every now and then, because it's an alive thing. It's a constantly dynamic and exciting thing. And don't let that scare you, because how awesome is it if it stayed the same all the time? Frig, that'd be so boring. Come on. So think about not avoiding hard things, But building a life where you can manage and your things that are important to you are at the forefront. Even if you have to say to that thing, for the next month, I need to do this. I'll be back, right? Speaking of I'll be back, I see a message from my friend Dana. It is time for another break. I think this is our last break. What? Okay, so go and get yourself a glass of water. This is Heather on the Inspired Choices Network. We are listening to Illuminate Your Worth, and we will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay, so work-life balance. Stop going into the self-help section of the bookstore unless you're just going to take all of them and just take one piece from each one and build your own, right? Build your own way that you want your life to be structured. That's what I do. It's not for everyone. So one of the reasons that this work-life balance goal that we always have falls short is it reduces, like, think about all the things we just talked about. Humans are complex beings. There's a lot going on. We are not work and life. So it reduces the complexity of being human into like two categories. I feel like I don't even feel like the six categories that I created are really enough, but it's manageable, right? So we're not workers and then people. We're not workers and then life. We are an entire person. And your work, depending on what you do, if you take the hours that you spend at work as an adult, for the most people, that's a large piece of your life. So if you're saying like, this whole piece of my life isn't my life, it's just my work, right? So think about this. You're a human being. You have all the human things. You have a body. I'm going to walk you through the thriving life kind of framework. You have, so instead of work and life, I've separated into these pieces. You have a body that needs energy. It needs food. It needs rest. It needs movement. It needs to be taken care of. It has its nervous system. And what happens when you ignore the needs of your body because you're being responsible? You get sick, right? Stuff happens. You crash, you burn out. This isn't a good scene. So this is a piece of you that is important to look after. You have emotions as a human. It comes as part of the package. So when you ask yourself, if you pause and ask yourself, you know, how do I feel? How am I actually feeling? Are you feeling emotionally overloaded? Are you feeling like you're working, 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 and nobody's paying any attention? Do you feel kind of invisible? Do you have unprocessed stress or grief or anything? So there's a cost to always appearing fine. And that's just like you're dumping it into your nervous system, right? So think about emotions. It's interesting that way back in the day, they didn't consider emotions as a valid thing to be concerned about. I think it was, I'm going to get it wrong, but way back, like a few hundred years ago, probably when they were first, you know, looking at humans, they didn't consider psychological stress as a, an illness. And I don't know that I would classify it necessarily as a disease or anything like that, but, oh my God, the pigeons. But now they realize humans have emotions and they do impact us and they impact our body as well, right? So the other thing we have is we have community. Even when you work alone, you have a community. You have relationships. You have support, or you might not feel supported. You have people you can lean on, or you have people who may have, you feel like have abandoned you. So all of this community that you have is going to affect your emotions, your body, and the other parts of your life. So being intentional and paying attention to who you surround yourself with, so you're not always the giver, there's the receiving, there's the reciprocation, is important. Think about your occupation. Maybe it's paid work. Maybe it's not paid work. Maybe it's a purpose that you have. Maybe it's a contribution that you give to the world. Is it consuming your whole identity? That's not healthy either. It is a piece of who you are, but it doesn't have to be who you are. That's a distinction there. Think about financial pressure. Oh my goodness, you just talk to anybody these days and they'll talk about finances at some point, right? So we have this pressure to feel secure that we're not making enough. And financial stress does affect the harmony of your life. If it's always in your head, I'm not saying that it's not a real thing, but it's something that you can take steps to manage and take steps to deal with, take steps to get help with if you need help with it, right? And then the final one is engagement. And I called it engagement because of a few reasons, but it's kind of like this all-encompassing, your engagement with the world, with the planet, with whatever. It's your joy. It is your meaning in life. It is your creativity. It is your curiosity. It's the parts of you that are just happy to be here, right? So some people say it's your calling, your spiritual purpose in life, whatever you want to call it, your engagement with everything. If that feels empty, that's going to make the rest of you feel off, right? So when one of these areas, these six areas, and I just chose six, I like the number six, and it spelled a good word. So when one of these areas is consistently too much or too little, life is going to be off. And it's not because you're failing. Don't give yourself a hard time. Your system is asking for attention. This is the only way it can ask for attention. So if you're constantly behind, if you can't rest, if you're feeling any resentment, if you keep saying it's going to calm down after, I have a friend who I love who it's going to, things will calm down after, but there's always something else that's going to come up and it's going to be after that and after that. And she's going to crash and burn. If you keep trying to optimize your schedule and you don't ever ask a question like, why am I, is this really working? You know, if your whole life requires you to override yourself in order to maintain it, that is not balance. You're just abandoning your needs because someone has told you, because we have learned it. Don't give yourself a hard time. We've learned it. So stop asking how to balance your work and your life. Instead, just look at your whole life. Let it be seasonal. Let some stuff come up and some stuff come down. Let it be in flow. Is there something that needs attention right now? Is there something that needs a shift? Be honest with yourself, right? Is there something that just needs a little bit of a shift? And this is what I do. This is what I do. And I do this free hour with people called the Alignment Activation, where we just go through it and have a conversation. It's complimentary, my friends. Go to my website, heatherstewart.coach. Sign up for an alignment activation. It's an hour with me where we get to talk about this one-on-one. And I see my clock is ticking down. So I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.